Welcome back to the Rewind Your Romance audio program. In the previous recording, we talked about the five different love languages and how, in a lot of cases, relationships break down and men pull away because you are expressing your love and care for him using your preferred love language, and meanwhile, he's expressing his love for you using a different love language. So when he expresses his love for you in his own way, you may not realize it. You may not appreciate it. And on the other hand, you may be expressing your love for him and wondering why he fails to acknowledge it and why he doesn't appreciate your love language. Well, it's because the two of you are out of sync. You're not on the same page. So what we're going to do here is continue learning about these love languages. And in this recording, I'm going to share with you some actual case studies of people I have counseled over the years, and then talk to you about specific action steps you can take to use love languages to repair your relationship, to make a man come back, or to make your man appreciate and adore you like never before. So the first case study was a woman named Janet, who was a successful doctor. She was 38 years old when she sought out my help. Now, Janet's interpersonal relationships often left her feeling disappointed and inadequate. While she really valued herself as a doctor and was very confident in her abilities, she had gotten to the point where the negativity of others meant she didn't value herself in her relationships with men or with her friends or even with her family. She felt low value. She had told me she craved to be in a long-term, loving relationship with her man, but she'd been beaten down by this continual negativity coming from him and, again, from her friends and even her family. So because of that, Janet had all but stopped taking the necessary actions to work on the relationship. She was about to just give up. She had begun to feel that being alone might just make her life a lot easier. So during our sessions together, it became apparent that Janet rarely took loving actions on her own behalf with her friends and her family and in her relationship. Now, James, her husband, would often get irritated and blame her for small things, even when it was clearly not her fault. So Janet would feel guilty and responsible for James's feelings and would try her best in her own way to please him, even when she was exhausted from work a lot of the time. She felt emotionally drained from feeling unappreciated, from the constant negativity, and she was really beginning to get depressed. Now, Janet also started to realize through our sessions that she was starting to want to quit the relationship, or at least really think about it, because she had no idea how to fix the problem, or even really take care of herself and make herself feel better about things. She was terrified of totally losing herself in such an important relationship. She also felt if she couldn't even speak up for herself and communicate effectively with James, how could she ever stay with this man who, despite it all, she was still deeply in love with? She was feeling lonely, anxious, inadequate, and depressed. She was thinking seriously of filing for divorce and just moving on alone. Now, when faced with a constant barrage of negative emotions from someone we love, we often find ourselves suffering from anxiety, depression, stress, and anger, as well as feelings of guilt, shame, and inadequacy. All too often, these feelings are a symptom of not understanding the love languages. Now, the good news is, once you gain this understanding, and then you apply your new knowledge, a lot of these problems and anxieties and bad feelings will melt away. So, using love languages falls into two categories of loving. It's about your own love language and his. And the goal is for you to understand them both and speak them both fluently. Your love language is all about the things that make you melt. It's hard to stay angry or resentful when your man just does things that speak to your heart and mean a lot to you. Learning each other's love language can really help the two of you as a couple express your emotions in a way that is deeply meaningful to both of you. So here's a quick recap of what we discussed about this in the previous recording. First comes quality time. Quality time is the first way in which people can show affection and love to each other. A lot of spouses believe that being together, doing things together, and focusing in on one another is the best way to show love. So if you come to realize this is your partner's love language, you're going to want to spend less time on your phone and watching television and dealing with distractions and give your man more of your undivided attention. The second way is by using the language of sharing gifts. Now, these gifts can be very simple. They don't need to cost anything at all. It just needs to contain some sentimental value. The third way is acts of service. For some men, the most effective way to show love is to do acts of service for them. And this can take many forms. It can mean pitching in and handling a chore around the house that normally he handles, but you step up and do it because it'll take some of the burden off of him. Acts of service can also be emotional. It can be after he returns home from a long, stressful day at work, you take the time to sit with him, ask him how his day went, give him emotional support, maybe give him a shoulder massage or a foot rub. You're extending yourself and doing something for him, not being asked to do it, but you're voluntarily performing a service for him to show him how much you care and support him. The fourth way is physical touch. Sometimes just stroking his back, giving him a shoulder massage, holding his hand, giving him a peck on the cheek. Sometimes that's all it takes to fulfill this need. And fifth are words of affirmation. And if you come to realize that this is your man's primary love language, it is so easy to speak these words of affirmation, and they can have such a wonderful positive effect on your relationship. A lot of men, most men I would say, thrive on compliments and don't get them enough. Think about what your man is good at and what he enjoys doing. When's the last time you complimented him on this or showed a sincere interest in it? This always reminds me of a rather funny story about a woman named Tina. And she was not a client of mine in my practice, but she was a good friend of my wife. So one day, Tina was over at our house and she was complaining to my wife about her marriage to her husband, Frank, and how Frank had set up a man cave down in their basement. And he would go down into his man cave for many hours at a time and disappear. And I asked Tina, well, what does Frank do down there exactly? And she really had no idea. She said, well, I don't know. I guess he goes down there and drinks beer and watches sports. Tina thought Frank was just trying to get away from him. But I knew there was more to this. So I spoke to Tina. I explained the love languages to her. And I asked her, what do you think is Frank's love language? And she really had no idea. So I said, listen, I don't want you to march down into the man cave and invade his space. But the next time the two of you are sitting down having dinner, you might say to him, you know, hon, I don't want to pry, but I'm just curious. Is there something you're working on down there in the basement? Or are you watching anything interesting? And I told Tina, no matter how Frank replies, do not be critical. Do not be dismissive. Listen to him. And whatever he tells you he's doing, express support. Well, as it turned out, Frank talked to her about what he does down there. And she discovered some very interesting things about her husband, things that allowed them to grow closer. As it turned out, Frank's primary love language, as it is for many men, is words of affirmation. It turns out Frank wasn't just sitting down there on his lazy boy recliner, drinking beer and watching football. He was doing several things that were quite interesting and productive. He was working on his website. Frank had mentioned to her that he was going to set up a website to start his own online business and sell Amazon products to make a side income. And Tina didn't really pay attention. She figured Frank was just going to, you know, start something and never finish it. But actually, Frank was really pursuing this. He was also spending time practicing his guitar. He'd put his headphones on and play his guitar and practice. Again, Tina knew he played guitar in his younger years in his high school band, but she really didn't have any idea that he was still pursuing it and practicing his guitar. And when Frank played for her, she was amazed at how good he was. She also learned Frank had a passion for old classic movies. And Frank always figured these movies would bore Tina. She was more into romantic films and romantic comedies. But when Tina discovered this, she asked Frank, well, why don't you show me some of your favorite films? And Frank was thrilled to do so. So now Tina was using words of affirmation, now that she understood that Frank had these interests and passions. And Frank would have loved to share these with her, but he never felt that she would be supportive or encouraging, so he never bothered. But now Tina understood his love language, words of affirmation, and by showing interest in Frank's interests and showing support and interest and encouragement and saying, wow, honey, you are really good at that. Wow, honey, your website looks great. Wow, you're a really good guitar player. Do you know this song? It was all music to Frank's ears. He loved it, and this has brought them so much closer together. So it basically boils down to this. There are a lot of misunderstandings between men and women, and it is also true that men look at things differently than women do. So we really are wired differently. We speak different languages. And this, again, is why you've got to work out which love language unlocks the key to your man's heart, and therefore, your whole relationship. So now, the second case study was a man named Tom. I first met Tom when he was just past his 46th birthday. He was a very pleasant guy. He was a churchgoer, very religious, a very nice, responsible, upstanding guy, actually the founder of his local Bible college. When he was a boy, Tom lived next door to a beautiful girl named Nancy. They went to all the same schools together, and by 12th grade, Tom was the captain of the high school football team, he was the star quarterback, and Nancy was the head of the cheerleader squad. So by all accounts, they were the local golden couple. He was handsome and rugged, you know, the all-star jock. All the girls had eyes for him, but Tom only ever had eyes for Nancy, his golden-haired cheerleader. She was, and she still is, the only girl Tom held hands with, kissed, and eventually made love with. And the same held true for her. Tom drove trucks to put himself through college, while Nancy went off to nursing school on a scholarship. But still, even being apart, and both of them being very attractive people, they only ever had eyes for each other. As soon as they both graduated, Tom and Nancy got married. They bought a modest home and began their life together. They had twin girls a year later. So fast forward many years, when their twin daughters went off to college themselves, by now Tom was noticing a real difference in the atmosphere of their home. Every time he tried to give Nancy a hug or a kiss, he would feel her stiffen and even sometimes push him away. So Tom was feeling hurt and rejected. The woman he had cherished for all these years and had shown so much affection to and received so much affection from no longer seemed to be physically interested in him. And then Tom's feelings began to boil over and turn into real hurt and feelings of rejection. At church, Tom was always bright and cheerful. But at home, he was becoming more withdrawn and sulky. And when he did speak, now, it was only to spew negativity in the direction of his wife. Tom felt Nancy no longer understood him or even really loved him. But then Tom made one of the biggest and bravest decisions of his life. Before telling Nancy he wanted a divorce, Tom decided to ask for help. And this led him to me. After counseling him one-on-one for a while, Tom brought Nancy to some sessions, and the problem really then became very clear. Nancy still loved him, but they were now speaking totally different love languages to each other. Tom was a very physical guy. Now, you may assume that women want the physical affection more than men do, but that isn't always true. That is not the primary love language of a lot of women. But in Tom's case, that was his love language. He loved to touch his wife and be touched in return. One of the most meaningful ways he knew to show his wife his love was to give her a big hug or a kiss on the back of the neck while she was going about her chores. Tom was showing Nancy not only that he appreciated her and was attracted to her, but that he loved her deeply. Unfortunately, after all these years of marriage, this was not the message Nancy was receiving. So later on in this audio program, I'm going to explain how I coached Tom on this and how I helped him adjust to use the right love language with Nancy. And it led to her gaining a greater understanding of his love language. It brought them a lot closer together. And Tom wound up telling me, man, that made all the difference in the world. Let me just share with you real quick another great quote from Dr. Gary Chapman, who I told you about in the previous session. He said, people tend to criticize their spouse most loudly in the area where they themselves have the deepest emotional need. Now, I probably don't need to tell you this, but it's important to state that love is complex. And remember, it's not about just working out what is your own love language, but also what his is. Which love language suits your partner and which love language suits you? Now, when you don't understand these things, problems come up. If you are expressing love as acts of service, but your spouse needs quality time to feel loved. If you're using these different love languages and having different expectations, you both end up feeling frustrated. Or maybe one of you expresses love with gifts, but the other person needs words of affirmation. The easy way to kickstart this idea of expressing the right love language and understanding his is, instead of asking yourself, how do I like to express love? Start asking yourself, what makes my man feel loved? Your man's love language may not come naturally to you. It may be a little bit tricky to figure this out at first. It may not be obvious at all, but it is so worth putting in the effort. Once you do this, you will truly show him that he is loved. And unless you speak the proper language, he'll never hear your message of love. Dr. Gary Chapman, who invented this whole love languages concept, he said, "Before I discovered the concept of the five love languages, a bit of advice I was given was to become a student of my wife and to take time to learn what makes her feel loved. I soon learned that what makes her feel loved may not always be the thing I want to do because it may not come naturally to me. But learning to love her in the way that makes her feel loved is the greatest demonstration of my love for her because I've chosen to do it with a goal of pleasing her." Now, we'll move on to Nancy, who is the real-life case study number 3. Now, if the name Nancy sounds familiar, it's because we just talked about her. She is Tom's spouse. Now, as you heard already, when I told you their story, her frustration grew to the point of really damaging their marriage because she was misunderstanding the loving signals her husband was sending her way. She wasn't speaking the same love language as him. Now, it's important to recognize that the love language you had when you were 25 years old may be different from the love language you want to speak to your man at the age you're at now. And that was the case with Tom and Nancy. When they were younger, they both expressed their love for each other through a lot of physical affection. But 20-some-odd years later, Nancy wanted to receive love differently. For a long time, Nancy thought she lived in heaven. At least in her mind, her life was about as perfect as it could be. She was married to her childhood sweetheart, her one and only boyfriend, actually. They had a lovely home, and they had two beautiful daughters they had raised together. But then there came a time when the girls had left for college, and in Nancy's mind, Tom had turned, quote-unquote, quite beastly towards her. Those were the words she used during one of our counseling sessions. She was really resenting the fact that at their church, he was Mr. Perfection, but at home, behind closed doors, when it was just the two of them, she saw Tom very differently. After 20-odd years of marital harmony, Nancy felt she and Tom really had nothing in common anymore. When they did talk, all he did was criticize her, put her down, and tear her to shreds. She cooked his dinners, but they were never good enough. She ironed his clothes, but the creases were never quite right. She didn't know what to say, what to do, whether to stay, or whether to go. So you see here, there are two sides to the story, always. Tom came to me complaining of how Nancy was now rejecting his touch, rejecting his physical affection, which was his primary love language. But when Nancy told me her story, she was withdrawing from Tom's affection and his touch because she didn't like the way he was now treating her. She felt he'd gotten a lot more mean and nasty over the course of their many years of marriage. I remember the Saturday morning when they first came to see me together, and I immediately knew there were problems. Tom's love language was still very much physical touch, but Nancy's had changed. She wanted quality time. That was the love language she wanted to receive from Tom, but didn't quite know how to express it. Once they understood this and learned how to express their love for each other in ways they could relate to, everything between them changed. So if any of this sounds familiar to you in your own relationship, later on in this program, you will get the action steps to take. When you change your approach to him, he will have to change his approach to you. So I'm going to end this recording here. And in the next part of this audio program, we're going to go deeper into the love languages. I'm going to share with you another case study, and then I'm going to lay out the specific steps you can take to get on the same page with your partner, to speak his love language, and to have him speak your love language to you.